Hey, let's talk about Miss Shuffleberger. That's Shuffelberger. First name is Laray, Laraye. This is 10/4/23, 3/20/60. This is a 63-year-old woman who comes in today for a follow-up of multiple medical issues. Number one, has had a history of fatty liver. Number two, diabetes. Number three, non-compliance with meds. Number four, A1C over 8. Number five, not taking her medications at this time. Number six, history of leg pain. Number seven, symptoms of neuropathy. Number eight, strong family history of coronary artery disease and stroke. Our patient is a 63-year-old woman, has been married 37 years. They have children from previous marriages with her husband, over three of them, one grandkid recently had some blood work, showed A1C of 8.3, triglycerides of 333, glucose was 317. She states that at one time she was on diabetic medication, but she quit taking it because her hemoglobin A1C was normal. I explained to her that that means she needs to continue with the medication, period. Let's make a medication list. Allergy, none. This is on a separate sheet of paper. Then Crestor, 20 milligrams starting today. Then glucoside, 5 milligrams once a day. Then look up this medicine. What is that? Put it in your Google. Next number is Rovastatin, which is Crestor, 20 milligram from 5 milligram once a day. Amilodipine, 5 milligram a day. Irbesartan, 300 milligram / hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram once a day. And Nebirolol. I don't know what that is. It's Ne. So it's, which is known as beta blocker, known as, what's the other name for it? Let's see. Hang on, I'll tell you what the other name is. It's a generic for... Bistolic, of course. Bistolic, 10 milligram once a day. No, 20 milligram once a day for her blood pressure. So those are her medication list. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, review of system as above. Also medical problems, skin cancer, melanoma, left leg with a large portion of her inner thigh missing, has had workup for a few years, but then they told her that it wasn't going to come back. Surgery, partial hysterectomy, lumpectomy, excision, left leg, upper thigh. Last period, 2010, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's married, she takes care of her grandkids. Lab work recently reviewed, mammogram was done 2 years ago, it was done last year, doesn't want to do it again this year. Colonoscopy done a year ago, family history, mom died of heart blockage and stroke, family members with coronary artery disease and stroke, dad died of hypertension, coronary artery disease, stroke, and prostate cancer. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 174 pounds, 99%, 97.1, 16, 58, 134 over 55. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture JVD, skin shows the rash, oral mucosal damage, neurological non-focal. Number one, diabetes newly onset. Number two, non-compliance. Number three, was on medication for diabetes, but she quit. Number four, put patient on glucoside, 5 milligram ER once a day. Next was hyperlipidemia. Next was hypertriglyceridemia. Next was Crestor, 20 milligram once a day. Next number needs to see an eye doctor. She needs to see an eye doctor. Next one was kidneys are within normal limits on the ultrasound and per blood work. Next number, mammogram is due, but she wants to wait till next year. Next number, colonoscopy is up to date. Next number, she tells me she saw the eye doctor. Next number, lower extremity edema, multiple reasons. TSH is within normal limits. No symptoms of sleep apnea, most likely related to beta blocker and amilodipine combination. Next one is hypertension. Next one, strong family history of stroke caused us to look at her carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number... next number is thyroid within normal limits, and next number is no other lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number will come back in 3 months. We'll check blood work and A1C at that time. Next number above discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.